I'm John Gray, and welcome to John Gray's World.
Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I can approach the throne of God boldly, the throne of grace boldly. I'm not gonna be held hostage by the things that I've done in my past, because I know a name that is above every name, and he died for me, so I get his last name, because I'm an heir and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Drop his name.
Fresh word, fresh perspective, and a whole lot of hallelujah. John Gray's World. Boom!
Hey, how in the world are you? I haven't seen you in forever. And then for those who I've never met, let me introduce myself. I'm John Gray, and welcome to my world. I'm excited because for the next 30 minutes, we're going to take a look at your life from an unusual perspective. Have you realized names are synonymous with identity? One of the traps you can fall into is naming or identifying yourself after your flaws. You may struggle with emotional instability, chronically bad relationship decisions, fear, or financial problems. Eventually, those problems try to name you. Today, God wants to give you answers if you feel like you've not been able to outlive the name or identity you've been given. So get ready, because you're going to hear something that will show you how to tap into the power of his name that can change your name when you connect to the name that is above every name. And that is the name of Jesus. So listen closely, and I'll see you right after the message. Press that DVR button. Call everybody you know. It's time for a word.
For those who were here a couple of weeks ago and think that you might be in the middle, little bit of deja vu, I am not T.D. Jakes. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Lakewood. Not him. Though we do look alike. But my name is John Gray. Everybody say hi, John Gray. It's a pleasure to meet you. And what's your name? Nice to meet you, Ronald. When you introduce yourself to someone, you introduce yourself by your name. Your name is the first step in the beginning of interaction, encounter, and relationship. You do not go up to people and introduce yourself by your description. I don't go up to someone and say, "Hi, I'm the large, bald, black guy, heavy set." And you don't respond, "Hey, I am the blonde-haired, blue-eyed, in-shape guy, Nick Nilsson." Showing off with your muscle shirt, I'm sick of it. It's like I was saying, you don't introduce yourself by your characteristics. And more so, you don't introduce yourself by your broken places. What if you had to introduce yourself by the thing you're least proud of? "Hi, I'm a liar." Well, that's the end of that. "Hi, I'm a thief." "Oh, my name is, hey, where's my watch?" "Aw." "Hi, I'm bad relationship decisions." "Hi, I'm a complete mess." "Hi, I'm emotionally unstable." Some of y'all are like, I married that one. You should have told me this sermon 20 years ago. Names are synonymous with identity. And identity is synonymous with character. Don't tell me names don't matter. Names do matter. That's why you don't see somebody walking around, "Have you met my little daughter Jezebel?" Nobody names their kids Jezebel. "This is my son Judas." "All right, well, he can't come over to play." Because some names carry a sting. They carry a stain. And even though Judas lived 2,000 years ago, people don't name their child Judas now because of what that name did. Sometimes you can't outlive your name. but there is a name. Now I know I'm at the 11 o'clock and it take y'all a minute because y'all got here, you know. But I'm gonna say it again. There is a name that can change your name if you can say his name at the right moment. I want you to go to a scripture in Philippians chapter 2. And I'm reading from the New King James Version, and it says this: "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God has also highly exalted him and given him the name, which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, most knees, some knees, just the knees that come to church, every knee will bow. And every tongue shall confess." Every knee will bow. Where? Of those in heaven, of those in the earth, and of those under the earth. That means angels, bow down. Humans, bow down. Devils, bow down. Everything, bow down. There is no name that can stand in the presence of this name. Every other name will have to bow down. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Now that's a name that I want to know. That's a name that I need to speak a little more often. That's a name the church needs to remember. Today of all days, we need to remember the awesome and terrible price paid for us to gather here today, that the life of a man who lived a sinless existence took our death so we could live his life, and his sacrifice ignited the age of the church, and you and I are a part of his obedience. That name deserves recognition. That name deserves applause. That name deserves praise. That name deserves more celebration than your favorite sports figure or your favorite musician or your favorite actor or actress, more than your favorite team. If you're ever gonna show some passion and appreciation, don't save it for things that don't matter. If anything, today of all days, that name, the name of he who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the master of all, Jesus Christ, that name deserves all praise. And if you love him, and I believe you do, won't you give God a praise for Jesus Christ? That name carries weight. Demons are scared of that name. When that name shows up, they scatter like roaches when the lights come on. Some of y'all never had those. You live in the suburbs. You need to come visit some of my cousins. That name carries weight. Names carry weight depending on where you go. In this church, if your last name is Osteen, your name carries weight. In my house, if your name is Aventer, your name carries weight, because she runs most of the house. I'm daddy, I run the house, but she's mama. And she's got authority in the house because her name carries weight. And in this church, that name carries weight for every situation that's represented in here. And you need to get excited about that, because some names have come against you, like sickness and disease and brokenness and bad decision, and they come to try to define you, but there's only one that can define you, because he created you. But some people are ashamed to call on his name because of the shame attached to their name. Anybody ever felt like they weren't worthy to pray? Anybody other than me ever been in a place where I did something so to it was my fault. I did something so bad, I probably shouldn't even pray. I really need you to get me out of this, but because I did it, I'm gonna go ahead and just take it. No, that's bad theology. I don't know where we got that from. The Bible says a broken spirit and a contrite heart, he will in no wise cast out, which means there's no situation that's beyond the love of Jesus and the reach of Jesus. And no matter what you've done, his love is there. No matter what you've done, his forgiveness is there. No matter what you've done, his healing is there, and it is available. But you got to get his name out of your mouth and into the atmosphere. And what I want to talk to you about today is from the subject heading, name droppers. Name droppers. See, we've got a legend in our midst today. He's a legend in the world of basketball. Legend from Virginia. He doesn't even know he's in my sermon. He is now. But he played at Virginia and then played in the NBA for many years and even played here. Isn't that right, Mr. Sampson? That's Ralph Sampson. He's a legend. And anybody who knows basketball knows you can't talk about the history of the game without talking about Ralph Sampson. Now, you used to play in this building, am I correct? What was the name of this building then? It was the Summit. Now, here's what's funny. When he played in it, it was the Summit, but now it's Lakewood Church. Same building, but the name changed. Some people feel like what you did then will define your tomorrow, but what your name is today may not be what your name is tomorrow. Same building, new tenant. Same building, new savior. Same life, new deliverer. Does anybody know that Jesus can change your name? Give him a praise if you know what I'm talking about. This is only for the people who know what they used to be until Jesus changed your name. Maybe you're here and you're saying, it sure would be nice if he could change my name because I'd have done some things. But I don't feel good because, you know, I did some things last week. Welcome to the club. There's some folk in here that did some stuff last night. And so what? It's not our business what you did. We don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. That's the Lord's job. Our job is to love you. Our job is to say, we're so glad you're here, and at least you're here. And if you're here, you got a heart for God. And if you got a heart for God, you have a chance. And one chance can change everything. Drop his name. You ever seen people at a restaurant and everybody's waiting and they got that little buzz thing and then somebody else just walks in and goes through? I'm like, hey, how they didn't get one of them little buzz things with the red lights? I've been here 37 minutes and my little zzz, it ain't even buzz yet. How come they get to go in? Well, they know the owner. Well, that's not fair. Well, sorry, but intimacy gives you access. Because we know Jesus, we can speak his name, and we can bypass what the enemy wants us to do is jump through hoops of legalism, jump through hoops of the law, jump through hoops of shame and guilt. I'm sorry, I sinned again. I'm not worthy. No, none of that. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I can approach the throne of God boldly, the throne of grace boldly. I'm not gonna be held hostage by the things that I've done in my past because I know a name that is above every name, and he died for me, so I get his last name because I'm an heir and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Drop his name. There's a man in Mark chapter 10 who had a bad name, but he didn't let it stop him from calling on the name that could change everything. This one is for anybody that's ever been shamed into silence. I want you to know if you could say his name loud enough, everything in your life could change in the next 10 minutes. Now, If you want to have a regular service, we can have that. We can have a regular service. Bless you. I love you. That's my brother Kirk Carr. Great man of God. I thank God for him. Let me tell you this. There are people in this room right now who need God to shift your life, and you cannot wait until next week or next month. You need God to meet you right here, right now. Am I talking to anybody? Okay, there's one, two, three. I'm just saying, because if not, I'll have a regular service and we'll have a premium afternoon. But if you want breakthrough, I'm getting ready to go for it. Can I go for it? Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10, verse 46. Now they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." No, that's actually not what he said. Because if you rewind, you have to look at the exclamation. The punctuation is critical because it lets you know what was really going on in the text. And in this text, the punctuation within the quotations is an exclamation point. And when there's an exclamation point, that means that there's a desperation. There's a passion there. There's a volume there that's not normally there. Now, this is not reserved for those who want to maintain their proper posture and the mask of invincibility. Those who walk into church like they've arrived, who've come into church like they are doing God a favor. This is reserved for people who know if it wasn't for Jesus, I'd be lost and I need a breakthrough right now. And I know that my sound might make somebody uncomfortable, but I'm not here to impress anyone. I'm here because I need Jesus. I'm not here because I have it together. I need Jesus to help me to get it together. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Now, I know we have guests, and you're probably nervous because the large, bald guy is yelling, but I'm not yelling in and of myself. I'm giving you the actuality of the biblical text because there was a great multitude. Say, great multitude. Steve Crawford, this is very important because in Greek, the word great multitude means a lot. Trying to help you. This means there was a crowd. And when there's a crowd and Jesus is walking through it, everybody wants something. By this time, everybody knew who he was. Everybody's calling his name. Everybody's saying something. So you're going to have to do something that stands out, something that gets his attention. And in this story, we meet a man named Bartimaeus, whose name translates son of uncleanness. His inheritance is brokenness. Imagine having to introduce yourself. "Hi, I'm the son of the unclean guy. I'm unclean junior. What up, UJ?" But imagine, not only are you unclean, but you're blind, stuck on the side of the road of life with no possibility of freedom, no way to get to the light of day. All you know is begging. All you know is brokenness. All you know is what life has defined you by. But here in this moment, this man who was blind in his physical sight had enough prophetic vision to know that my miracle is walking past me, and I cannot allow people to shut my mouth, because in the text it says, as he cried out, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." The Bible says, then many warned him to be quiet. "Shh, shut your mouth. He don't want to hear from you. You're unclean. Be quiet." Isn't that just like the devil? Every time you're trying to get a breakthrough, he reminds you of something you've done or what you used to do. Watch this. Or are currently doing. As if that matters to God. What God is looking for are worshipers who are worshiping in spirit and truth. Everything that's true about me is not good, but I'll still worship. I'll still throw my hands up. I know what a mess I am. I know how many times I fail. I know what I struggle with. But Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Now you can't cry out like that unless you're desperate. Many in church come in with our spirit of Halloween. We have our mask because our mask causes people to think that we have it together. How are you? Blessed? Blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed when I come, blessed when I go. I'm the head and not the tail. The enemy comes in one way, he's gonna flee seven ways, and I'm highly favored. How you really doing? My life is a mess. I need Jesus. My marriage is falling apart. My kids don't act right. I don't have enough money because my checking is connected to my savings and it's not working with my overdraft protection. This man had one shot at a miracle, and he didn't let them stop him. Let me tell you something. Don't let your them stop you from your miracle. It says they warned him to be quiet, but he cried out even louder, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. It's quiet in here because you're not sure what's going on. But imagine that a crowd of people are asking for this and that from Jesus. But the Bible says the moment that he cried out louder, Jesus stopped. Why did Jesus stop? Because Bartimaeus didn't just call him by his given name, he called him by his messianic name. Son of David literally translates son of the throne, son of the kingdom, the promised Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus, the prophesied one, the one who comes to heal and save and redeem, son of David, son of worship, son of warfare, son of God, son of man. I know I don't deserve you. I'm a beggar on the side of the road. Everybody knows what I've done, but if you can, you don't even have to heal me. Just have mercy on me.
If there's one thing you need to grasp from today's message, it's this. No matter what things have come against you, they all have to bow to the name of Jesus. Sickness, brokenness, lack, consequences from bad decisions, those things don't define you. The name of Christ is what defines you. Here at TBN, we want to make sure you got the fullness of this revelation. So they created the complete 3-message series, Your Net of Grace, catching you every time. Right now, share a gift of any amount, and we'll send this to you as a thank you. So just take a second to call the number on your screen. Go ahead, call, I'm waiting. You know I'm waiting. Or you can log on to the website to get your copy today. Discover the power that's unleashed in your life when you begin to boldly call on the name of Jesus.
We all make mistakes, but those mistakes do not have to rule us forever. As believers, we are saved by faith through God's perfect grace. Every day, God freely pours out a measure of grace to cover our shortcomings and catch us when we fall.
Yes, I failed, but he loves me. Yes, I missed it, but he cares for me. I know I'm in process, but while I'm in the process, I'll praise.
TBN wants to help you walk boldly in God's grace. So to thank you for your gift of support to TBN, we want to send you a copy of John Gray's Hope-Filled series on 3 audio CDs, Your Net of Grace, catching you every time. With it, you'll discover how God's grace and mercy are constant and unwavering. You'll be encouraged by God's faithfulness with messages like The Power of Again, and you'll learn to fully unleash God's power when you call on the name of Jesus. Why not take a moment right now to call or visit us securely online to share a gift and request your copy of John Gray's 3-CD set, Your Net of Grace, catching you every time. Walk in and celebrate God's grace. Call, click, or write today.
I definitely want to thank you for tuning in today. For some of you, I truly believe this was the word that you needed, the on-time word that'll be responsible for propelling you to the next level in your life. That's why I'm encouraging you, in fact, imploring you, get this series, the complete Your Net of Grace series. Sometimes when God is manifesting himself to you in a new way, hearing a message one time is not enough. So TBN put the complete series together, more than what could be fit on the broadcast. We want to get it to you so you can fully absorb the power of God's grace. Remember, we'll send it to you as our thank you for your gift of any size. So pray, ask the Holy Spirit, what would he have you to sow? No gift you give is insignificant to him, because it's your generosity that keeps the gospel of grace reaching millions around the world through television. So just click or call us, and TBN will send you the complete teaching series in appreciation for your willingness to give into the kingdom. Once again, thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you right here on the next John Gray World.